This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, Bruchim Abayim. Our last offering today for today, Gateway to Tefillah. We're continuing our series on Tefillah, which is dedicated by my dear friend Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, Lilei Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, and Sham Shem Aliyah, Shvil Mel Tzio, Shvil Tzal family, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. We're learning about Kriya Shema. We spent many weeks learning about Kriya Shema, and I want to sort of wrap it up by focusing on the last pasuk of the third parsha of Shema. You know, the last pasuk of the third parsha of Shema, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'aretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of the land of Egypt, Li'ois Lachem Le'Elokim, to be for you as a God, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Hey, Ribbono Shel'Olam said that already. Hashem said that already. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Hashem said that already. Why does it repeat twice? Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Says Reb Schwab, anyone who learns these psukim will wonder on the repetition of Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Reb Schwab says, when we refer to Hashem as the Shekhinah, what does the Shekhinah mean? Well, the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is there. The Shekhinah is at the minyan. The Shekhinah is on his face. The Shekhinah is at the Kaisa Maravi. What does Shekhinah mean? It's a lashon of Shachein, neighbor. It denotes Hashem's closeness to us. For example, let's say we're in a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash, or we're learning Torah. Shekhinah Kenegdai. Hashem is very close with us. But it's not overt. It's not blatant. It's not apparent. It's Yoishev B'Seisar Elyoin. That the Elyoin, the one on high, dwells in concealment. B'Tseil Shakai Yisleinon. In the shadow, the Lord dwells. This is the concept of Olam Kemen Hagai Noyeg. You could learn Torah and Hashem's with you. You could daven with the minion, Hashem's with you. But you don't see Him outright. Hashem dwells in concealment. Hashem is hidden. However, there were times in our history, and there yet again will be times in our history, that Hashem will reveal Himself with wondrous revelations through miracles that are supernatural, and His closeness to us will be readily visible. The first time this happened was when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim through the Makos, through Kriyas Yamsuf, where it was Ani Hashem Elokeichem outright, Begoloi. We saw Him, we pointed, ha! There He is, Zekeli V'Amdeyu! Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'aretz Mitzrayim. That elevated us to the pinnacle of Li'ois Lachem Le'Elokim. When did we... So, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, we saw openly when He took us out of Mitzrayim. We reached the pinnacle that God should be for us as a God, Amatan Torah, like it says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. And that was the biggest reality of Gilui Shechina, that there never was like that. That it was panim b'fanim, dibar Hashem imachem. And then we went through the midbar, and Klal Yisrael saw with every footstep the acts of God. But Hashem said, listen, my kindalach, I'm not going to be this way forever. You're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, everyone's going to turn to his field, to his vineyard, and you will not see me openly revealed. The world will transition into a state of Olam Kiminhagoi Noyeg. But we will still have to accept the yoke of heaven in all places and in all situations. And even then, even when God is hidden, we still have to accept Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What does this mean? This is what it means. Ani Hashem Elokeichem with Gilui Shechina, when Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'aretz Mitzrayim, until Li'ois Lachem Le'Elokim is Matan Torah, And even after that, in the Galus, or in Eretz Yisrael, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, and in the aftermath, and in the exile, we still accept Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's the same Ani Hashem Elokeichem. But the first one was Begaloi, and this one was Behester. You know, the Navi Yeshaya says, Ani, Ani, I, Dibarti, I've spoken, Af Karasi, I have called out. The Tamei HaMikra there indicate the Ani, it's I, the same I is the I Shadibarti Af Karasi B'Yitzias Mitzrayim HaMatan Torah. Meaning, God wants us to know in the Galus that the Ani, when He talks to us in the Galus, it's the same Ani as when He spoke to us when He took us out of Mitzrayim. You know, in Parshas Kisavai, this is very interesting. This is really a very compelling Reb Schwab. In Parshas Kisavai, before Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, you know, Va'oilech eschem arba'am shana ba'midbar, lechem lo yachaltem, v'yayin v'shecher lo yishasisem, l'man teidu'u ki ani Hashem lekechem. I took you out 40 years, I didn't give you bread, I didn't give you wine, so you should know it's I, Hashem, your God. You know, it's very interesting, the whole Sefer Devarim is third person. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking, and he's telling them about God, right? That's the difference between the first four books and Devarim. The first four books, God is talking to Klal Yisrael directly, and Mishnah Torah and Devarim is third person, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking about what God did for them. And all of a sudden in this pasuk, let's say other examples, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Atem re'isem es kasher asa Hashem, you saw everything Hashem did, and Hashem didn't give you a lev ladas until now. So what's Moshe saying? So you should know that I am Hashem. It's as if God is speaking. But we know that Devarim is not from the vantage point of God speaking, it's from Moshe speaking. So you say, well, maybe until this pasuk Moshe was speaking, and now God took over. Because right after that it says, Vayetze Sichoi Melech Cheshbon Va'oig Melech HaBashan Likrasenu, toward us. Moshe doesn't say toward you. So that means Moshe's talking the whole time. So if he's talking the whole time, how could he say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem? That's an amazing question I never picked up on. In other words, you won't find in Devarim Ani Hashem Lekechem, because Devarim is not God talking, it's Moshe talking. And he was talking before, he's talking after. Where, how did this pasuk slip in that Hashem is talking from his own vantage point? Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch explains as follows, very beautifully. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch says, the words Leman Teideu, that you should know. You know what it means that you should know? It means you should understand that when I told you Ani, when I took you out of Mitzrayim, when did Hashem say that? Ani Hashem. Is Elokeichem, it's your God. What does that mean? Moshe, this is Moshe Rabbeinu talking. He's saying to them, it was so that you understand Ki Ani Hashem, that when God said the words Ani Hashem when He took you out of Mitzrayim, it wasn't like a philosophical concept. God is not an idea, a philosophical notion, or a deep thought. God is reality. He's God. He's Ani. He's an entity. He's there. This is not God talking. Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Hashem took you in the Midbar, Leman Teidu, so you should know, Ki Ani Hashem, that the I am God is a real thing, is Elokeichem, is really your God. That Ani, that revealed itself by Makas B'chayros, and said, Ani Hashem, and Ani V'loi Malach, Ani V'loi Saraf, and by Matan Torah, Anoichi Hashem Lekechem, and you realized that it was an actual entity, and when you entered, so too when you enter Eretz Yisrael, and you live a natural life, and you're not going to see Hashem openly, you should know, Ani Hashem, it's the same actual reality of God. God is not an idea. It's not a philosophical opinion. It's a living reality. That's why it says in Hazinu, Ru'u ata sinau ki ani, the ani Hashem lekechem, ani hu, I'm him, I'm real. Says Reb Schwab, the truth is, every time a Jew is mekayim a mitzvah, the asisem is called mitzvoisai, whether an ase or a loisase, the mitzvah calls out, ani Hashem lekechem. So, the way Reb Schwab reads the pasuk, ani Hashem lekechem, who revealed himself to you in Mitzrayim, asher hoitzeisi eschem mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Liyos lachem le'elokim, to be for you a God at Matan Torah. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am that same reality, even though you don't see me openly in the galus. We end the parasha of Shema with the word MS. You know, it's very interesting. In Lashon Kodesh, every time you have two segels in a row, it's a mil el. Sheker, Keren, Chesed, Melech, not Melech, not Chesed, not Keren, Keren, Melech, Sheker. There's only one exception. There's no word MS. It's MS. Like Rav Palm would say, MS is Sheker. If you pronounce it MS, it's a lie. That's how you pronounce it. People get it in Aliyah, they say, V'nasalanu Tairas MS. No. V'nasan lanu tairas MS. And the reason why it's an exception is it's not an exception. You do not spell MS with a segal under the aleph. It's a chataf segal. It's a chataf, so it's MS. Anyway, we end off with MS. The reason is the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Huda, that between Hashem Elokeichem and MS V'yatziv, we don't interrupt. We don't even answer Amen. We don't even delay. Why? The pasuk says, V'Hashem Elokim MS. And we say, MS V'yatziv. Hazeh, meaning Hazeh is the Ani Hashem Elokeichem. When we say, MS V'yatziv V'nachoin, V'kayam V'yashar, is that we're authenticating, verifying that the same God who revealed himself in Mitzrayim is our same reality of God today, even though we don't see him. Rabbi say, have a beautiful Shabbos. Shkoyach, kol tov. Good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.